From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. It's Thursday, October 16th, and we have Ellen Deirdre on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Kimberly. And grain futures are just lightly mixed this morning. Certainly, the beans are getting some lift from higher bean oil prices. That seems to have stemmed from record NOPA crush out for September. That data came out yesterday, showing that bean oil stocks had been seeing a good drawdown. So that'll be interesting to see whether bean oil will take the lead again. We have no export bookings report, of course, but we did hear news that South Korea had bought about 200,000 metric tons of optional origin corn, and the trade expects that some of that will be from the U.S. Be interesting to see how this shakes out. I would anticipate that this 50-day moving average in the December corn at 415 and three quarters will be a benchmark to watch. We're also approaching the 20-day moving average at 1015 and a half in the November beans. Those will be interesting areas to watch. Right now, we see December corn futures at 418 and a quarter. That's up a penny and a half. March at 433 and a half, up a penny and a quarter. And new crop December, 455, up just one quarter. On the bean side of things, November beans, 1013. That's 6.5 cents higher. January at 1030 and three quarters, up 6.5. And new crop November at 1059 and a half, up 3.5 cents. Bean oil is just fractionally higher. Bean meal is just fractionally higher. Bean oil up about 50 points. The December Chicago wheat is a half lower at 498 and a half. We see the livestock futures. Again, we've seen hogs all over the place this week. The cattle futures have rebounded from yesterday's little losses. We've got the October live cattle at 243.20, up $1.02. December at 247.40, up 65. November feeders, 382.02, that's up $1.35. And December hogs at 83.27, that's down 32 cents. Metals markets mostly higher except copper. The crude oil futures are just up a hair, up 4 points right now at 58.31 in the nearby November. Dollar index has lost a little bit of ground this week, 98.31 in the December index, that's down 0.23. Be interesting to see how this market shakes out for the end of the week. We certainly had a weak start, and we're seeing some strength here the middle of the week. This is Ellen Deirdre reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.